The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am feeling so extremely satisfied because I did something better than my husband here, DJ Automatic. Let's discuss on Friday morning. Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Hard to believe, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
We all know that I'm a bit challenged in the electronic section of the world.
Ooh,
you know, you don't even know how to describe it.
Technology, technical, you know what I'm saying? But the other day we had to...
Dana's computer dumb.
That's a nice way of putting it, Automatic. It's not nice, but you're right. And I had to connect a new email to my current email, and I did it.
Let's go!
And Anthony, I will say you helped me a little bit, but I pretty much got it. Downloaded what I need to do. It was, you didn't even have to get up for me. Okay. You know who you had to get up for to help? My husband, DJ Automatic.
Okay.
You had to help him.
I didn't know how to download an app to link an email. So there was a lot going on to it.
I knew because I read the instructions.
The play-by-play is right, DJ Automatic. I did not have to get up to help Dana Cortez. I did have to get up and help you.
Thank you.
So that is true, man. I had to go tier 2 level support on you, DJ Automatic. And, you know, as a formal Apple employee, to take it back into those roots sometimes is tricky.
Then where the were you for the last 3 months when I've been trying to figure out this podcasting thing and trying to get all the tracking and prefixes done?
I'm going to tell you what they told me at Apple. That's a third-party situation, so please defer to them.
And that's exactly what he did. So Automatic couldn't figure something out. It had to do with technical issues. You know who solved it? Me.
Oh,
because I nagged him enough.
How did you solve it?
Because I nagged you enough that you finally called him, emailed them, and got it done.
You know what? Nothing's stronger than the power of a nagging wife. I think that's how the pyramids got built.
True. The other thing, though, I have another issue with all these technology companies, okay? Why are you going to have like 300,000 clients and you got 5 people working there?
Can you believe that?
It took 3 months for me to get a reply.
You think about Meta. There's like 5 billion people that use Facebook and Instagram. I swear they have 300 employees.
We're just all talking to AI at this point, dog.
We really are. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with World Menopause Day. How about that one?
Hey.
Handle that, AI.
They're computer dumb, too.
Shout out to my mom. Right now, yeah, she has her little ups and downs moments. I love you, mama.
And we also got National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Maybe give that to somebody in menopause.
That'll help with menopause. Yeah,
that helped me a lot, dude. That uplift me.
That helps anybody.
Let's go to wrap it up on celebrating homies with no beards. It's National No Beard Day.
Oh.
So shout out to the homies, our Beardly Challenge.
That is me.
Yes.
Yeah, Automatic, you don't have a beard. And shout out to Anthony A. He's got a beard when he wants. Producer Chewy, full beard going on. But I prefer, as you can see, the man I married here, I prefer a beardless man. And the reason why is because...
I look like a struggling teenager.
No, okay, first of all, you do look very young. You have that soft, smooth, baby bottom skin on your face. I love
cat.
To rub that. Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
you're clean. You have no beard stink. I'm sorry. Some guys get the beard stink and they get used to it. They don't even notice it. And I don't break out.
Oh.
Where all the ladies at with the sensitive skin? You kiss a man with a beard or a mustache? You just get the zits going.
No thigh burn either.
That's my favorite part, DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I was riding dirty for many years. I had no driver's license.
Oh.
Because I had a child at 15 and I had to get to work, okay? I couldn't get a driver's license legally. Once I was of age,
you're in a tough position.
Yeah, and I was reminded of this because producer Chewy, his little brother Santiago, is at that moment in life where you get your driver's license. You know, it's such an exciting
huge
part of your
stepping stone.
Yeah, it's a life event.
Yes.
Okay, producer Chewy, your brother Santiago goes, he takes his test, and then what happened?
This fool flunked his test.
Oh, no.
Santiago.
What did you say to him?
I told him to stop playing video games and study up, man.
Oh,
come on, man.
Santiago.
You know what? I'm not going to judge him because when I took my written test, the written test is kind of hard for those
people. No, it's not Automatic.
Well, it was for me, okay? And
you and Santiago on
here,
not
ring.
Well,
I was a lot like Santiago. I was playing a lot of video games when that written test came about. And I went to go to the driver's, whatever it's called, the MVD or DMV or whatever they call it.
Why did you fail?
I didn't fail.
Oh, well, what happened?
I cheated.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
So I was taking the test, and my friend Ross, who's like a car guy, he's actually a mechanic to this day, he took me to go take it, and I was sitting there, and he was like, bro, that's wrong. And then he just started feeding the answer. He's like, B, C, I ended up with a 95 on my written test, and I got a 98 on my driver's test.
You would have failed if Ross hadn't been there to help you cheat the
system. We'll never know that. We'll never know that. I might have got a 70.
No, we know that because everybody in this studio has been in a car with you, and we now know why we're frightened for our lives every time you're driving.
I don't know if I want to congratulate and thank Ross or blame Ross. I don't know.
Thank you.
What is it? What are we doing here right now, dude?
And notice that he threw in there, he knows a lot about cars. He's a mechanic. None of us know anything about cars. And we all passed our driving test, DJ Automatic.
Well, he's the kind of guy that would have studied for that test.
Well, why wouldn't you study?
Because I was playing video games.
He's like Santiago, dog. Yes, randomly, for me, I was actually okay. I passed all my driver's exams. And that's like the only test I think I've ever passed.
You didn't study at all?
Not really. Well, how did you guys work? Because ours was like a course. So you really didn't have to study. It was like a 2-week thing.
I don't really remember. All I remember is going to the MVD and just they gave me a piece of paper. DMV. Whatever it's called. I don't remember what it's called. The hellhole that you get your license at. They just gave me a piece of paper and like, fill this out, and then they took me on a driver's test.
I think the craziest part about this whole conversation is the fact that Anthony said, I passed mine. He might be a worse driver than you, DJ Automatic. He might be a worse driver than you.
It's crazy how you could have be the only person with a not registered car in the room and cast stones.
Okay. Yeah.
At least our cars are registered, Dana Cortez.
And we're not driving dirty either. At least we have.
Full circle, I'm still driving dirty. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever tried telling someone from an older generation, I feel sad, and they just try to dismiss you, right? J Balvin is addressing mental health. Let's discuss. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Baby Bash celebrating his birthday, Brittany Griner celebrating her birthday, Neo, FaZe Banks, and Zac Efron.
J Balvin has been talking about mental health now for quite some time. This is actually on the red carpet. We were all there at the VMAs 2 years ago. Take a listen.
No, I think, you know, mental health is a reality. You know, I think that's a real pandemic. We got to talk about it. You know, we got to normalize it. You know, it's about great lifestyle to just be in a better place in your mind.
And now he has a new series called A Great Day with J Balvin. And he's talking about mental health. He's speaking to people who need to have an outlet of some sort. He said, especially in the Latino community, what he's observed is a lot of attacks on men to one another when you have a problem or an issue. And, you know, men should be able to cry. Remember we talked to Canelo about crying? You should be able to cry.
It's a new evolution with a lot of men, and myself included, of taking the steps towards addressing mental health issues and understanding more of emotional intelligence, I think, is something that we're stepping forward
into. I think it's hard as a man to say that you're weak. Because you are. If you're going to someone for help, that means that you're weak.
You're having a vulnerable moment.
Yeah,
weakness and vulnerability are
two different things.
That's
right. Vulnerable. Right. That should be the word I should
use. And you feel
used.
Like other men might see your vulnerability
as
a weakness.
Yes.
Okay, well, I understand.
Plus, that stuff is expensive, so.
That's another side of that. There's people who don't have money for therapy. I'm sorry, but that's a reality.
That's a really good point, Automatic, because sometimes that part of therapy does get weird where like it's like the end of the session and you're crying and she's like, all right. $150.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, now I'm even more upset.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and then from a guy to a guy, it's so much easier to clown than it is to process your emotions. So just try to step up and be a man about it. I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to like process all the things that I've been through, and instead of just making jokes about it. Mm. But I guess sometimes laughing about it, though, is the easiest way to go about it.
I agree 100%. And look, we're here and we're free.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I want DJ Automatic here. By the way, my name is Dana Cortez and we're married, okay? And Anthony, I know this is a lot, but I want Automatic to get a bikini wax.
Oh.
And no, because I can't find the forest for the tree.
Okay.
Or I can't find the tree for the forest.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
You know what I mean.
There's a whole lot of trunk going here and it pokes out through the forest, okay?
DJ Automatic, settle down. No, I don't understand why men are so apprehensive to remove hair.
I don't have any problem trimming, but I will never, ever, ever do the waxing thing. I did that one time, and that will never happen again. First of all, it hurt like hell. Second of all, when the hair came back, it was itchy. So I'll trim.
Well, that's
never,
not my
ever.
Fault that you don't know how to exfoliate. Just talk to me. I'll get you some scrub. I'll help you.
I'm trying to think of a proper FCC way to ask my question to you, Dana
Cortez.
Well,
think about it, Anthony.
But because a bikini wax, that gets like top to bottom, right? That gets everything.
No. Stop.
Oh.
A bikini wax is not top to bottom. That would be a Brazilian.
I thought you wanted him to get a Brazilian.
No.
Oh, so that's what I thought you meant too. What is the difference then?
It's just around.
Yeah, just up top.
Just around.
Just the backboard.
Yeah, you don't have to get underneath in between.
Still painful.
It is, dude. It is.
But if you want to go Brazilian.
No.
I know somebody.
No.
You know I know somebody.
If I was like going to get a job in the industry, then you know what industry we're talking about. Maybe I go for it. But
in yoga, they call that pose the happy baby. Hold on to your feet. You just get up in there. And that's like, it's. I'll say this. But every time I do that pose in yoga, it's the most like demasculating thing I could ever do. So I couldn't imagine a homeboy just sitting, or a homegirl sitting back there going,
no homeboy's doing that to me.
My wax lady calls it the butterfly.
Ah.
We have pretty names. Otto, aren't you ready to butterfly for me?
Not a chance.
Once I'm out of heartbreak and trying to get a girl back, I went full 40-year-old virgin and waxed my whole upper body.
I remember when you did that, Anthony.
I forgot about that. That had to have been the most painful thing ever because you got hair on your back, right?
Yeah, dude. I just remembered a little immigrant lady going, ooh, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt.
Lady?
And she still broke up with me. She did not get back with me. Then I was just there crying with my wax, with my hairless body.
Did it grow back?
Yes, eventually. What, my heart or what?
Don't you see the hair poking out of his
out of my shirt? Yeah, dude.
The hair always grows back, which is why we're here, Automatic. I think you should do this.
Visually, it adds a few inches. You think
I mean,
about that.
That's a great selling point.
I'm trying to get a little buzz cut
but
there, bud.
I'm okay.
Dang.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.